Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzeff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, it'll be the Mids and the Memphis Tigers this week. Navy trying to bounce back from Saturday's loss at Hawaii. Kenya Matalolo, Ivan Jasper, Dale Pearson will tell us how they do that. Midweek win for the volleyball team. Good start last weekend for water polo as well. All those details and more coming up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Straight ahead, the Mids and the Memphis Tigers Saturday at 3:30. At Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We hope to see you there for that one, the home opener, and a huge game in the American Athletic Conference Western Division. All that and more coming up next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Get a car loan decision in less time than it takes to research SUVs, with enough seating for the entire baseball team. Because we're carpooling all the way to the championship this year.
Car loan decisions in 5 minutes or less from Navy Federal. Apply today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, remember last year when you waited until the last minute to book your fantasy draft party? And you had to use the party room at that place that does children's birthday parties? And there was no Wi-Fi or beer. And the only trading that happened was you trading a long snake of perforated tickets for a neon snap bracelet. Well, this year can be different. Book your fantasy football draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis and get wings, Wi-Fi, and beer. Plus, while supplies last, get a draft kit on us.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Memphis Tigers with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. It's one game. How do you not overreact to what you saw in game one? Because this week you look at the marquee and that pretty much says it all.
Yeah, I don't know. I think at some points you got to overreact, but you overreact to press forward. I mean, you got to look at everything. You got to analyze everything. It's one game, like you said, but you got to scrutinize everything you did in your preparation, in your game planning. You know, there are some positives and obviously a lot of negatives, but you try to pull from the positives and you try to learn from the negatives. And so we know that we got to press forward because we have a very similar team coming, pretty explosive. So we got to make a quick adjustment and get ready to go really quickly.
In the evaluation of players, you all played a lot of players the other day. What's the value in getting game film so your coaches now in their individual meeting rooms can go back and truly make some, you know, corrections and help these guys? Because I thought some of the guys that you played did show some positive things out there, especially some guys we saw for the first time.
You know, there's nothing like game experience. So allowing the, you know, a lot of guys who haven't played much to play was great for our team. Unfortunately, we ran into a juggernaut. You know what I mean? It was as good as an offense that I can remember. And we played a lot of them. Memphis, Houston, Notre Dame's, you know, so many good teams, South Florida's over the year. And I thought Hawaii was a really, really good offense. And so being able to play game experience against those guys, hopefully will serve us well versus Memphis.
Obviously, Mike's got another signal caller, but it's what has seemingly come to fruition under him. It's plug and play, and it seems as if, again, they're ready to roll offensively despite the loss of some very talented players.
Mike Norvell is one of the offensive, you know, geniuses in our profession. Obviously, a really good, you know, head coach also. But I mean, he's as good as it gets from an offensive standpoint. Knows exactly what he's doing. Knows his personnel schematically. Knows what he wants to get accomplished. So yeah, he's a tough guy to go against.
This 2 week period, have you, leading up to Hawaii and now leading up to Memphis, have you had to alter any preparation and the schedule as a result of it, just to make sure your guys are at peak athletic form coming up on Saturday?
A constant lot of tweaking. You know, we're always, you know, discuss with this training staff, weight room staff, look at certain things, maybe cut back here, add there, you know. But we try to scrutinize so many different things in our travel. The one thing I feel good about our travel to Hawaii was our loss was nothing physical.
Right.
We were prepared physically. You know, we had two crampers. But other than that, our guys are fine. We're in great shape. We actually tackled well for a team that didn't do a lot of tackling in the preseason. You know, our stuff was more schematic stuff. And so, but there have been some adjustment, and hopefully those adjustments service.
Little things within the game, especially on offense. Once you guys really found your rhythm there, the fact that Malcolm gets the pass play, Trey makes a great catch for him in the end zone. Little things like that you knew you had to be better at. A positive going forward, being able to make those kinds of plays, even though at that point you're trailing, but you know those plays now have a much better chance of being executed the way you're looking for.
Well, I thought once we settled down, we were okay on offense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, normally you score 40 points, you have a chance to win. So, you know, I felt, you know, good about that. There's just a lot of things, offense, defense, special teams. Obviously, you can't get a punt block. That's never, you know, for a touchdown. That's normally not a good deal. You normally don't win those kind of games. So there's a lot of areas for us to improve on.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Mids of the Memphis Tigers. Navy, of course, last year at Memphis, turned it over five times, still had a chance to win, lost by three with possession, the last possession of the game with a chance. And that they did play a rather clean game in terms of turnovers and penalties this past week. We're on the air Saturday at 2:30 with all the network news and notes right here on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. He'll talk about the slow start and what things look like as things got going. Zach Abey and those short yardage packages, which went off without a hitch. All that and more coming up next. It's the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Memphis Tigers with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. You guys had a chance to go back and look at the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that stuck out about the first couple of possessions that, for whatever reason, you all just never really found that rhythm that you saw obviously develop later in the game?
Well, it was important that we got to a fast start, and obviously we didn't. You know, the first drive, you know, again, three and out, you know, is what it is. But the second drive, you know, we get into a fourth down and just, you know, miss assignments. Again, it's when you go back and look at it, the good thing about it is obviously you can fix certain things. Miss assignments they're tough, but at the same time, you can fix those. Again, we did find our rhythm, you know, and start moving the football. But again, you know, and we actually go into that game, they were good on offense, you know, so we had to be ourselves. I mean, it's just who we are. We keep the football and grind it out and don't give it to you. And we didn't do that starting the game off, you know, and we put our defense in a hole.
You have to do a little psychological work in game in situations like that with guys, or is it just a case that you trust them that they're eventually going to find it as they did?
Yeah, you have to trust them. Again, don't look at the scoreboard. Keep your head down and keep grinding. We'll find it here sooner or later. You kind of point out the things that we're doing that's causing us to, again, not to get the start that we want. We're doing this here. We're not doing that. Malcolm had a few, you know, few miscues there, you know, again, but he started to play fast, got comfortable. So, again, you just keep your head down and keep grinding. Don't look at the scoreboard and just keep fighting.
the fact that you did get it going, the fact that you get the big play, the good catch by Walker in the end zone, little things like that, how important are they now as you move on to this week where you know you're playing another, obviously, top-flight opponent with one of the best on your schedule?
Well, the good thing is for our quarterback's confidence. You know, obviously, we talked about throwing the football. For him, is a, don't want to say a concern, but we just needed to complete some passes.
Just has to do it.
Needs to do it. You know, right. He finally turned one loose and getting a little late, but caught it for a touchdown. You know, gave him some confidence, something to feel good about, something to build on. So, again, obviously, it's another big game this week. We can't afford to go out there and not get it done in the first quarter. We got to be who we are. We got to take the opening kickoff, you know, and take it down and score. And again, give our defense confidence, give our team confidence, and then get it rolling.
You're playing a team that obviously you're familiar with. Mm-hmm. How much does that help in preparation in a situation you know like this? And obviously you hate to put in the enormity on it, but this is a huge division game here in September for this team.
Well, it's a huge game. This is a program game, a statement game for us. Again, come off such a a tough loss, we got to jump back in and and get things right. But for the game and the way that we need to play. It doesn't change week to week. We understand, again, last week, it doesn't make anything better until you go out and win a football game. Mm-hmm. But our kids are confident. You know, I'm confident, you know, when looking at Memphis from last season, they had a good plan. They created turnovers. And, again, we've, you know, to turn the ball over six times, you know, and still have a chance to win the football right. game. Our defense played great last year, and we didn't do our part. So, this year, we have to step up. We got to get off to a great start, and we have to just keep the pedal to the metal and keep scoring points.
You guys played a lot of people, a lot of offensive linemen. Obviously, mm-hmm. you got a lot of wide receivers into the game. What's the value of that, being able to do that now? Because you know football and the nature of it. You're going to have to use those guys maybe even a lot later.
Exactly. Well, for one, it's just being able to recover and being able to take us through the season without getting guys hurt, getting some experience, you know, from guys who will be back. But just also just as a team, a lot of guys playing, a lot of guys with experience, it keeps you healthy. Again, the grind is we have a long season ahead of us. But that's just the key of it, you know, playing a lot of guys, getting experience, you know, and being able to keep our legs so we're not so drained the next week. Obviously, this has been a big week coming from Hawaii and having to come back and play. But it's been key. And with Zach, you saw our plan for Zach A to come in on the short yardage and goal line situations. That worked out perfectly. Garrett, you know, is our one-minute quarterback. We need to get down the field and score, throwing the football. He came and did a great job. You know, so right. It was – Coach Ingram said, for us to have played three quarterbacks and in their roles to go out and do some good things, it was definitely good to see.
Is it also valuable to especially the individual position coaches – to get film of game reps for these guys? Is it easier then even to refine them, seeing what they can do in a game situation as opposed to what you do in practice, where you try to simulate as much as you can, but you know there's nothing like game reps?
Nothing like game reps. Being under the lights, seeing how kids respond. Kendall Wright, for one, his first first major start, he cramped up and didn't play that much. You know, mm-hmm. So you can tell that it was more nerves than anything of him being dehydrated. So you learn a lot about kids, who they are, how they're going to respond. You know, so for the long haul, you know who you can depend on. But again, we have a lot of kids, and hopefully as the season goes on, you can depend on all of them. But again, it's just a matter of getting guys out there under the lights to see how they respond.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, the mids getting set for the Memphis Tigers coming up on Saturday, 3:30 kick, 2:30 for the network pregame show on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll talk defense. We know you want answers. We'll get it from Dale Pearson, as the mids last week had trouble with Hawaii's spread, and that run and shoot was very, very good and executed at a very high level. Mids will have to be on point again against Memphis this week. Coach Pearson talks defense with us right after this on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
States, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets, over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni, and 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids turning their attention now, of course, right away. Big American Athletic Conference Western Division game with the Memphis Tigers coming to town with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. How do you as a staff analyze game one? You ended up having to play a lot of people, especially in the back end, some of them playing for the first time. As you look at the totality of what happened, what'd you see?
I think it'll end up being a good thing that we got some guys some experience. Under the circumstance, it wasn't what we wanted to do. It'll help us in the future because some guys ended up playing that we probably didn't plan on playing.
When you looked at what they did, pretty much what you expected, just a matter of times, I mean, just either a miscommunication or in some cases, two guys coming together, they bump each other off, and it ends up being a completion. All correctable stuff in your mind?
Yeah, I think so. We had a couple of busts, which happened, in first games, and there were some communication things. I don't think we had them ready to play myself. They were a really, really good football team. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best team that we played in a long time. We needed to up our game, and I needed to up my game, and so hopefully we've learned our lesson here.
Is there a danger of, in terms of yourselves as a staff, and even with the players, of being too hard based on one game, or is that just the nature of the profession that you put it on yourselves and move on to what you know will be another good team this week?
Yeah, I think it's just the nature of the beast. I think if you're not putting that pressure on yourself as a coach, as a player, then you're probably in the wrong sport, so I think that's that'll help us get better if we look at it that way rather than woe is me and look at the mistakes we made and own up to them. I think it'll help us, coming into this week.
Some flashes. Cromartie gets in the backfield. They knock a ball out. You all get a critical turnover. I know that's something you're hoping that he can provide on a consistent basis. Thought Jackson Pittman at times showed some things, getting up the middle and also pursuing plays for a 300-pound nose guard. Any other flashes that you saw out there certainly to be encouraged about?
Yeah, I thought there were some positives. I thought Hudson Sullivan and Taylor Heflin played pretty well. I really liked the way Cromartie played. He played fast. He played not like a guy in his first game. I think Pittman did some nice things, just like you talked about. I thought Elon Nash really did some nice things. I think Faulkman showed that he can play. A lot of these guys are still learning. I mean, Faulkman's only been a striker for 2 weeks. He didn't practice in the spring. But the athletic ability's there. He's a really good tackler, especially coming from the quarterback position. So I think there were some things that we can see, and there were some bright spots that hopefully we can keep growing with.
How do you tell Nash
and talk him off the ledge when on multiple occasions he's got excellent coverage. The receiver just makes an incredible grab against him, especially the one down the seam where he's right there. He's got the guy's arm, basically, and the guy still is able to make a grab because he's basically done everything you've asked of him on a play like that.
Yeah, you just, you know, keep trying to get that close. I mean, he couldn't have had the guy covered any better than he did. You know, there was a third down or a fourth down in there, too, that he had the guy covered and would have come up short. And the guy one-handed it. So we just need to keep playing. We just need to keep playing, you know, with confidence. And, you know, there's a point where you just have to make those plays.
New point man from Memphis with Brady White in the film that you've seen, obviously, in the short amount of time. Basically the same stuff, just a different signal caller?
Yeah. In fact, physically, he really looks like Riley Ferguson. I mean, he's, you know, he's tall, lean, really strong arm. Looks like he has control of the offense. So, you know, I don't know that they're going to miss much of a beat with a new quarterback. He reminds me of Riley Ferguson. I mean, he runs the same, and he may be faster than Riley was.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, Mids getting set for the Memphis Tigers coming up on Saturday. Fans, don't forget, we've got many great home games still available to you. 1-800-US-4-NAVY. Go to NavySports.com. Mids are going to be back home next Saturday against Lehigh as the Mids will get set for the Mountain Hawks. Then also, great couple of weeks of Navy football. Mids will take on Temple October 13th in Houston, October the 20th. So still some great opportunities to come see the Midshipmen at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. 1-800-US-4-NAVY or go to NavySports.com. Take a look at some of the other things that are happening in and around the yard. We'll do that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back, fans. Don't forget the Army-Navy game comes up on December the 8th in Philadelphia, brought to you by USAA. Of course, we will have women's soccer between Army and Navy coming up on October the 12th. You'll catch all that action on the Patriot League Network. Joe Miller will have the call there. So keep it tuned to NavySports.com for the latest Army-Navy action throughout the fall season. Speaking of fall sports, the Navy water polo team, 2-1 at the Navy Open last week as Isaac Salinas, the freshman out of Spring City, Pennsylvania, was named the Rookie of the Week by the Collegiate Water Polo Association. He netted 6 goals and 3 assists. His first 2 collegiate goals came in a 9-7 win over Iona. They also took on number 13 Princeton last week. He led the team with 5 points in that matchup, and Mids also beat Fordham by a count of 8-7. Salinas ended the weekend there with a goal and an assist in that one. Navy returns to action this coming weekend up at Princeton for the Princeton Invitational. Mids are slated to play Air Force, Harvard, and Stanford during the 2-day tournament there. Meanwhile, soccer action coming up this weekend on the men's side. Navy's men's team will host UMBC. That'll be an 11 o'clock start coming up on Saturday morning over at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. So make your plans to join Navy Athletics for that one. Women's soccer takes on South Florida Friday night at 7 o'clock. Joe Miller will have the call on the Navy Sports Network at Patriot League TV. 7 o'clock kickoff from Glenn Warner coming up on Saturday. Volleyball with a midweek win over George Mason, sweeping that in 3 sets. Mids will take on Tulane University coming up in New Brunswick, New Jersey on Friday at 1 o'clock. Then Howard University Friday night at 7 o'clock as part of their weekend action, which will culminate with Rutgers at 1:30 on Saturday. You can keep up with some video and live stats by clicking on the live links at NavySports.com. Plenty of action coming up this weekend, and as always, you can keep up with all the action of Navy athletics with one stop at NavySports.com. That'll do it for this week's show. As always, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Don't forget to join us coming up next week as the Mids take on the Lehigh Mountain Hawks on Saturday, September the 15th. We'll preview that game and we'll review the Mids matchup with the Memphis Tigers. Big, big Western Division matchup already here in the month of September. Our thanks to Bill Lusby, as always, for his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about. And by USAA, we know what it means to serve.